So we'll continue on with the verse that we started yesterday. So it says, to the three jewels, make prayers and offerings each day. Work hard to be wholesome. Confess previous wrongs. Strengthen your precepts again and again, dedicating all merit for awakening. So we did the first line yesterday about to the three jewels, make prayers and offerings each day, and talked about how to kind of set up a general daily practice with your motivation in the morning, your dedication of merit in the evening. And then the second line, work hard to be wholesome. Work hard to create virtuous karma. Yeah. And so that, even we talked about that earlier, you know, talked quite a bit about karma earlier in this series. So, you know, he's reminding us, you know, put our energies into, you know, using our body, speech, and mind in a virtuous way that doesn't cause harm to ourselves or others. And that's kind of the basic thing of the path. And it's the basic thing of being a good human being. Yeah, if we, you know, our body, speech, and mind is like all over the place, then it's going to be hard to actualize the highest stages of highest class tantra. You know, that's not going to work. So really to put our energy, you know, watching, especially our speech, because our speech sometimes can be really bad. And, you know, to take care of it, you know, abandon the four destructive actions of speech, lying, creating disharmony, harsh words, and idle talk, and using our speech to, you know, to speak truthfully, to create harmony amongst people who are divided, or to keep people who are together, together, yeah, to speak kindly, to point out people's good qualities to them so that they're encouraged to speak at appropriate times about appropriate topics. Yeah, so really to make that something fundamental in our lives. And then it says confess previous wrongs. So, you know, all the mistakes we've made in our life, you know, and we've all made tons of mistakes, haven't we? You know, instead of just lugging them along with us and feeling guilty and feeling unworthy and having low self-esteem and all that kind of stuff, then do purification practices, you know, be responsible for what we did, you know, purify the karma through revealing, you know, confessing it, and making amends, at least in our mind, and having a determination not to do it again, and then doing some kind of remedial actions. And in that way, put the past to rest, you know, instead of letting the past always weigh on us, and especially in terms of our own destructive actions, you know, to clear it up. And, you know, don't wait until we die to do that, but do it every day. So if there's something in the course of a day that we regret doing, you know, just in the evening or as soon as we regret it, just feel that regret and do the four opponent powers and then go on instead of letting things weigh on us and accumulate so much. Yeah. And then strengthen your precepts again and again. So I was just reading yesterday, actually, as I was typing up some notes from His Holiness's teachings, you know, because sometimes there's discussion about whether lay people can retake their five precepts. Lama Yeshe always let people do it, but I've heard other teachers say no. And His Holiness, you know, he quoted Gen Nima, who was one of his very precious teachers, saying that Gen Nima had quoted a verse from Vinaya saying that it's fine for lay people to retake their five precepts if they've, you know, degenerated them. So that's a very good thing to do, to strengthen your precepts. And then, as I mentioned the other day, when you feel like, you know, you're getting kind of lazy and your mind's all over the place, then take the one-day precepts, especially the 8 Mahayana precepts. That really gets you back on track. In terms of monastics, as long as we have our ordination, we aren't allowed to retake it. Yeah, once you've taken your monastic ordination, you have that, unless you've given it back or, you know, completely transgressed it. Okay. And then dedicating all merit for awakening. So, you know, all the merit we create during the day, then in the evening, dedicate it. And you don't have to wait until the evening, you know. That's why at the end of all the teachings, the end of all the meditation sessions, we always do dedication verses. It's nice to do longer dedications in the evening. Lama Zopa, you know, his dedications go on for about an hour. So I'm not saying that you have to do that, but we usually do a few more verses in the evening, you know, in terms of rejoicing at what we did during the whole day and then dedicating that. And the real benefit of dedicating the merit is that it protects it from being destroyed by anger or wrong views. And it really sets our merit going in the direction that we want, so it'll ripen as we want. And so really it's important to dedicate for the highest long-term goal, you know, full awakening. And if you dedicate for that, the merit doesn't get used up until that's attained. And in the process, you get a good rebirth and good conditions and things like that. If you only dedicate for a good rebirth and good conditions, the merit ripens in that and finishes. Okay, so very important, you know, to have the long-term goal in mind. And, you know, when we live like this with our good motivation in the morning, being mindful of our precepts and having introspective awareness during the day and the evening, doing some purification and dedicating the merit, then you can see if you practice like this, then day by day you're going to improve. Yeah, day by day we're going to, you know, we'll improve whatever mistakes we made. And, you know, we'll acknowledge them, we'll have a determination not to do them again, we will learn from them, then the next day we'll try again and do better. Sometimes we might slip back, but the thing is, you know, if we practice like this continually, you know, of trying to practice what's wholesome, purify what isn't, and dedicate the merit, then you've got to progress, yeah? And then as we progress, you know, that progression becomes evident to the people we're around because we're just nicer people to be around. And in our own mind, we find that we're much happier people than we were before. So we can see the progress happen in terms of our own experience as well. Yeah. So it's not to, you know, His Holiness always says, don't look for your progress day by day, you know, but look over a period of 1 year or 2 years, you know, a longer period of time, and then think about what you were like a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago. And he said, then you can really see the change. Huh? And I think, you know, some of you have been practicing longer than that, and you can see the change in yourselves, and the people who live with you can see the change in you too, which is, you know, a very good feedback when that happens.
This made me think one of the things that changes also is, like, when you hear things, like I remember hearing before how when you dedicate your merit, it ends with what you dedicated for.
Yeah.
Kind of intellectual, and it still is mostly, but there's a part of me that feels like, well, that just makes so much sense. I mean, just from looking at my own experience, I mean, first it was an idea, now it's more something lived.
Yeah.
Reflecting and practicing.
Right. And that's where you also see the progress in yourself is, like you said, you know, when you start out, some point or understanding is quite intellectual, And then you gain some experience, you contemplate it more and more, and then it's not so intellectual anymore. It's something that, you know, you really live, yeah, and you have a lot of confidence in that. And so you can see the change in your mind that way too. You know, when we start out practicing, we may say, is it really possible to get rid of the self-centered thought? I don't think that's possible, you know. But then as you practice and you start to apply the antidotes, you can see that you're making progress. And then that gives you confidence based on your own experience. Yeah, because your self-centered thought may not be completely gone, but it's certainly less than it was before. Yeah, so that's progress, and we should really rejoice about that. Mm-hmm.